Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about Chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back, everyone. Our topic today is how your faith can help you get over a bad breakup. The loss and grief from losing someone you love can leave you changed and not always for the better. That is unless you let Jesus help you get through the heartbreak. When a relationship ends, you may feel like you never want to open yourself up like that again because breaking up can literally break you. Regret and grief can come in waves as you learn to adjust to life without that person. Part of what drives me to share this is because I think back to the way I reacted when my first boyfriend broke up with me. It was not good. I was emotionally out of control. At one point, I think I screamed, I cried, I begged. Like I went through this really heightened, out of control spin right in front of him. Some of it was real and it's just life. But then the problem was in the days ahead, I just had no coping mechanisms or healthy way to deal with the pain. I feel like it led me into depression. It changed the way I saw relationships. Thankfully, because of my relationship with Christ, I have learned so many things that I can share with you so that you don't have to risk navigating a breakup alone and getting stuck in this cycle of grief, spin, and bad behavior. The first thing that you need to do if you're facing a breakup is invite Jesus into your pain. Remember the truth that we were created to be in relationship with the opposite sex, because it's not good for us to be alone. And we have to learn in the long run how to be in relationship and the qualities that we want in a person. Part of the risk of dating and getting into relationships is that many times those first relationships that you begin, they're not going to last forever. You have to learn how to navigate the heartbreak and the things that can come with investing yourself emotionally in someone. While it may be painful going through a breakup, you can trust God to work all things out for good if you stay with him and you try to do things his way. Let me give you a few tips to have a healthy mindset as you get over a breakup. First of all, give yourself time to heal. Working towards healing comes when you set aside time with Jesus to process through your emotions like rejection, confusion, betrayal, anger, sadness, feeling upset. Being in a relationship means that you invested yourself to build connection with that person. It's natural to be hurting, and all of those other emotions are natural too. Here's a way to process through your emotions with Jesus to help you so that you don't sit down in the grief and pain and get stuck there, but instead, step by step, you move forward. I always think of it this way when I include Jesus in my hurt, that every tear I cry with him invited in, it's like he takes it and each tear gets the pain out. I give it to him and it brings healing to my heart. Whereas if he's not included, and I bet we've all experienced this, when you allow yourself to cry and to go into those deep emotions, sometimes it can take you darker and into a depressed, destructive headspace. We don't want that. I want you to stay up in the light, deal with the real emotions, because God gave us emotions, but do it with Jesus so that you come out okay on the other side. The first thing that you can do when you're spending time with him, find that comfortable spot. And it's good if you can to try to go to that same spot or a similar spot, because you start to be able to connect with him faster just because your brain connects that spot with spending time with Him and connecting with peace. For me, I like to listen to worship music that doesn't have words. If you're going to listen to worship music or music, it either needs to be something that keeps you connected to Jesus or something that is faith-based, in my recommendation, because so many of the breakup songs, they tap into the real emotions, but they're angsty. They take you darker. They kind of encourage depression. And we're trying to stay away from that, even though sadness and heartbreak are difficult and they're not easy. We can keep bringing those emotions to God to work through them and move forward. You don't want to listen to anything that's going to have you kind of sit down in the pain and just stay there. Then, even when you're in a hard spot, you thank and praise God for the ways that He loves you. You tell Him you trust that He's going to help you get through this. You go through those thoughts of thankfulness and praise for who God is. It's really for your heart and your mind to remember how powerful God is. Remind yourself of times when He's helped you before, when you were struggling. Pull on those experiences that you know God is there. If nothing else, if you've never had that experience, like you haven't done this before, then trust me and pull from my experience that you always come through better on the other side of heartbreak and grief when God is included. You let Jesus lead you through. You ask for that light to fill you so that the broken places and the wounds don't take over. Now that you've gotten settled and you've thanked and praised God, it's time to take a moment and ask Holy Spirit to help you to recognize the good parts of the relationship. This could take several days, this process that I'm going to talk you through. Maybe you're just going to focus on one question a day, but think about, what are you proud of? What were the best parts of the relationship? Why will you miss Him? If you cry, cry with Jesus. It's okay. It's getting the grief out. It's dealing with the way you feel. Did you laugh together? Did you have fun together? What were the things about the relationship that you really loved? What did you learn from that relationship that were good and positive things that you can hold on to? Then the next part is, let Holy Spirit bring to mind, were there unhealthy parts of the relationship? Did you get too reliant on Him for your self-worth? Are there things that came to mind that are a problem? The things that led to you breaking up? What did you learn from those things? Where can you improve in your actions and your reactions? How were certain behaviors harmful to your mental health? Work through all of these things. There may be other things that come to mind that you need to work through. Be careful not to take yourself into a headspace where you get into hate or you get into bashing the other person. Remember that God loves the young man that you broke up with. While you're hurting, don't allow yourself to go to a dark place where you dishonor or you disrespect the person that you invested so much time with. Stay with working through the hurt and maybe harmful things that happened in the relationship with the objective to learn from the relationship so that you can do it better next time. Next, focus on mental restoration. Who can you trust to share this struggle with? Is there a friend that seems to be pretty wise and calm that keeps you connected to God? Is there a mentor, a parent, someone at school that you can share this struggle with? Ideally, it would be someone that you could ask to pray for you and that you could just even reach out and text like, hey, I'm struggling. Can you pray for me right now? This person also should be someone that if you get triggered and you are having a bad moment, that you can call them instead of going to social media and lashing out or doing something that you could regret later down the road. So find that person that you can trust and that will support you through. And I highly recommend someone older, you know, an adult or someone, if it is a friend, someone that is steady and able to, you know, just keep you connected with God. It's important to take time, whether it's in a journal or just drawing on a piece of paper somewhere, and draw and write about your hopes and your dreams, looking towards the future. That while you're in this state, you're trying to heal from a heartbreak, you also get your eyes beyond this situation. What do you want to do for a job? What's your dream house? Maybe you like to, you know, look through different pictures and imagine decorating your house. How many kids do you want to have someday? All of those things. Do you want a dog? Do you want fish? Do you know the things that you hope and dream about that will help you draw your attention to the future to get your focus moving forward? Write encouraging statements or Bible verses on sticky notes and hang them in a place that you can see them on your mirror, on your door. And if you have a car, you could hang it somewhere in your car. And it can be things as simple as you're going to make it. It will be okay. You'll get through this. Or write out Bible verses that remind you that God has plans for the future, like Jeremiah 29:11 does. Breaking things off can definitely leave a wound in your heart and your mind. Meditate on scripture. Ask Holy Spirit to help you to draw near to God, that you recognize and believe that He's willing to help you, and continue to go after that wound. Just like your body, if you skinned your knee, it takes time to heal. You put Neosporin on it, you cover it with a bandage, like you do the things so that it heals right. All of these things I've suggested are part of that process. If you don't take care of that skinned knee and you leave it open, you let it get dirty, you pick at it, it's going to get infected. It will hurt. It's going to affect the way you walk. It will start affecting your everyday life. Those emotional wounds that come from breaking up will do the same thing. They will flow into your next relationship if you don't take the time to process through and to really deal with things, allowing God to work you through the emotions, the heartbreak, taking the time to go after healing, to build that solid foundation of what you believe, strengthening yourself and having that individual identity is so important. I also want to tell you, don't give up on finding love, but take a break from pursuing relationships. When you're young, it can be a distraction just to hop into the next relationship. The problem is you're going to carry that unresolved hurt into the next relationship. It's only going to bring drama. You're not going to trust the guy because you've got unresolved baggage and feelings from the last relationship. You're going to carry in things that don't even belong to him. It'll be hard for you to build that healthy relationship you want because you aren't finished with the last one. When you find someone else and you use them to try to feel better, it's really a selfish way to start a relationship. I have done it in my past when I was young. That's why I'm talking to you about it. And what will also happen is if you start another relationship too soon, you're going to be highly emotional, over the top with lack of trust and just emotionally a mess. The next young man will look at you and see a very broken person. Well, that's the space that you're in. That's not the fullness of who you are. You want that next young man that you're going to invest yourself in to get the best part of you and not to get the broken, shattered pieces and trying to put it together. It's just not a healthy way to start a relationship. We're told that in the Bible that we're supposed to look at other people's interests as well. We're supposed to be compassionate and consider them. If you pursue another relationship before your heart is healed, you're putting your need to be distracted from hurt over protecting the other person and caring for them. You're probably going to have the next relationship where you're going to get hurt again. Now you've got double the mess to deal with it. While it may feel like you'll never find love again, have faith that God has good plans for you. Have faith that in the future, He will bring you the person that you're meant to invest your heart and your time with. It'll be good. You have to trust Him through this. I recommend taking a break from social media in the beginning of breaking up. Anytime your emotions are in a spin, it's a good idea just to put the phone down for a few hours at first, maybe a few days. Mindless scrolling may pass the time, but you run the risk of seeing things that will remind you of your ex, that will make you upset. It may be tempting to post about your hurt and your sadness to kind of rally support, but that's just airing your problems for everyone to talk about. That starts gossip and it adds more people into the mess. Not a good plan for you. And it's only going to add to the hurt and drama of the situation. No matter how tempted you are to creep on his profile, don't do it. It only harms you. It only takes you in a negative direction. Steer clear of anything that will suck you in to seeing what he's doing and analyzing what he's thinking. It's just simply not helpful. You're making up stories. You're investing yourself in something that you're not meant to be a part of anymore. Focus instead on the good things that are going on in your life. It's easy to get wrapped up in your mind and dwell on the negative and to focus on the hurt. There's a place for that when you're reflecting with Jesus, you know, you're praying, and sometimes it comes to mind throughout your day. When it does come to mind, take a breath and choose to think about things that are good and that are pure and lovely and admirable and excellent. Think about those things. Think about the things that you're grateful for. Shift your attention to a school project. Shift your attention to what you're going to be doing with friends for the weekend. It's not that we're going to avoid thinking about the breakup at all times, but there are times of the day it's not going to do you any good. If you're in the middle of a work day or your school day and allowing your mind to go to that dark negative place is not helpful. You do that, you deal with those hard things when you have time to sit down with Jesus and process through it. The other parts of the day, you just set it aside to keep your emotions in check, to keep yourself in control so that you can keep functioning in your daily life. You may need to get some counseling. If it gets too hard and the person that you've called on to help you and to give you accountability, if you're doing it too often, or it's getting to be a big burden on them, you know, talk to your parents, talk to someone that you trust, your school counselor or a pastor. Ask them about helping you get connected with some counseling and things that can help you to process through. There are so many things that you can do when the hurt gets to be too much. Journaling and praying is always a good idea when you have that space. If you are in a point where you can't do that and you're in the busyness of the day, you could just doodle or draw to get your mind off of it. Do something you love, work out, try a new activity, spend time connecting with God through scripture. And sometimes you just need to go to counseling and work through it with somebody else that is objective and they can help you to move through it as well. You have the power in this situation through your faith in Christ to come out on the other side, okay? Give yourself permission to take time. The hurt is real. The tears are real. Keep reminding yourself you're gonna be okay, that you will get through this and that good things are coming. I hope this was helpful. If you have questions or scenarios, things that you need help with, remember that on the Chicks Ministry app, there is a blog post that pairs with this podcast, and that link is in the show notes. You can click on that, and it's a great place to ask questions, share thoughts, and to connect with the Chicks community. Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein, or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.